Do you have a balance plan? Your productivity depends on it. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Self-employed professionals often become overwhelmed with the handling of their personal and business matters in one space, the home office. And even those self-employed professionals that aren't working out of the home, that have an official workspace outside of the home, have challenges. Business owners know that boundaries around their work and efficient systems are paramount to their career success. Yet, few experience the benefits of self-employment because they're buried in an ever-mounting pile of papers and backlog tasks. By identifying inefficiencies in the business and in the home world and improving processes and balance, you can transform yourself into an empowered entrepreneur that takes hold of your business. So start by making a balanced plan. Your life consists of 7 vital areas: health, family, financial, intellectual, social, professional, and spiritual. You'll not spend equal amounts of time in each area or time every day in each area. But if in the long run you're spending a sufficient quality and quantity of time in each area, then your life will be balanced. Ignore any one of these areas, never mind 2 or 3, and you'll get out of balance and potentially sabotage your success. Fail to take time now for your health, and you'll have to take time for illness later on. Ignore your family, and they may leave you and cost you a lot of time to reestablish relationships, etc. Balance doesn't necessarily mean 50-50. A lot of times people are striving for that equality of time and effort between different activities, and that's where the challenge comes in. Balance really means that it's over a period of time that all of those areas, those 7 vital areas that I mentioned, health, family, financial, intellectual, social, professional, and spiritual, are all attended to. Recognize where you are spending more time, and that should be your first focus for getting productivity systems put in place. I've mentioned to you before, the average person loses 150 hours a year just looking for things. And the average executive and business owner, that increases to 6 weeks a year of looking for things. If you're finding difficulty finding balance in your life because you don't have time to do the things that are really important to you, start investigating where you can buy that time back. Where are you and your 150 hours a year? What systems can you put in place so that you're spending less time on certain areas so that you can be spending more time on the things that are truly important to you? Also understand this. You don't have to have every minute of the day scheduled to be organized. While scheduling appointments, important projects, chores and responsibilities at home, and so on, it's highly recommended that you should not schedule every moment of your day. You see, scheduling is the fine art of packing every day just full enough of the most useful activities. Never overload it. Your schedule should always allow you time for spontaneity. As you're filling your schedule, make sure that you're scheduling out things that are non-work related too. Because you know, the things that we put on our schedule, the things that we put on our to-do list, and the things that we keep in our mind are the things that we really pay attention to. So, if adding more spirituality to your life is important, for example, maybe there is a worship center that you're wanting to attend, or meditation, or prayer, or other spiritual activities, put it on your calendar. You're more likely to do it, and other things won't creep in. If you have things within your schedule that start piling on top of those activities you want to do, you're actually more conscious of the fact that you're pushing them aside, and you can make a choice. Differentiate between obligations and choices, too. If you've been dragging yourself to the company party for years, or attended a boring or non-producing networking group so many times that you've lost count, or you're dreading doing one more consuming fundraiser, let yourself off the hook. When you're thin, your schedule of unwanted obligations, when you thin it, you are choosing to make room for the activities that are truly important to you and will create lasting memories. Your family and your business will thank you for it.